Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Favorite musician. If you don't get my favorite musician, you don't know.
Oh, that's easy. Because you bring the drummer.
Max Weinberg, yeah.
That thing is Jerry Springfield. Jerry Springfield.
USA. Yeah, there it is. But you just combined Jerry Springer with Rick Springfield and Bruce Springsteen. But that's right.
Boring USA, that guy with the guitar.
That's easy.
I see you all the time.
Yes.
And everything in your desk is about him.
Yes.
You know,
I have a little shrine for Bruce.
Was an easy one for me. That was the easiest.
I knew
because I see you talk about him all the time.
But
a couple minutes ago, yesterday, you talked about you want to do a podcast with
the
people.
That's on the down low.
One of the best things going in sports media is Chuck and Ozzy, and especially Chuck and Ozzy After Dark with the West Coast games, is always a treat. When it was on NBC Sports Chicago, now they've taken their talents over to CHSN. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Speaks is out today. Ryan McGuffey is here. What was your last title at NBC Sports Chicago?
Coordinating producer of live events. I actually had to think about that for a second. But yeah, coordinating producer of live events.
Meaning that you did... What?
So along with Joe Collins, who was the EVP or the EP of live events, we, the two of us, kind of oversaw the nightly production of the games on our air. Meaning tonight, for instance, the White Sox are hosting the A's. So somebody at CHSN, Joe, oversees the entire production crew. So you have the producer, the director, all the outside crew, the inside crew, the at the ballpark people, the booking of the crews. The most important, the lifeline of these networks are the games, forever and always, the live games. So, yeah, I was one of two that oversaw kind of the production of those games, them up.
And Guff is very modest and has a lot of humility. Like, he's a real dude. And it's part of the reason that I like having him around is because I learn stuff when he's around. And I learn about, like, the business of this. And the great business that you and Cap are working on with the recap on YouTube is just phenomenal stuff. I texted Cap and told him how proud I was that he's kind of building this out and doing his own thing. Like, it's a big step forward for all of us that
killer mentality.
Well, he does have that. But for those of us that are talent, like, to go out on your own, like, it means something. He's still, you know, got his show, but the fact that you guys are building something is really cool. I wanted to pick your brain because I saw a friend of ours, Jason Benetti, was talking about how they're being asked to do, as play-by-play people, a lot more with less. Meaning that now, it used to be that if you were doing live events, you would bring a production crew with you. And that's now not the case. And he was kind of grousing at the idea of, yeah, usually you're supposed to work with the monitor, but now the monitor they're getting is often a feed from someplace else, which means that they might be a tad bit behind instead of it being produced the way that they're used to it being produced.
Yeah, so COVID really changed everything. You and I were just talking about COVID, just in life experience off the air, and it really forever changed the way professional sports will be done. I really don't think it'll ever go back. The broadcasters were not traveling to games as part of protocol. They were not allowed on team planes. They kept the teams away from everybody. They kept everything in the bubble, so to speak. And the games were being done. Jason Benetti and Stoney, or Gordon Beckham, whoever was doing the game, came to NBC Tower, sat in with a divider between them, and called baseball games in 2020 and into 2021 on the road. Okay, at home, they were still able to call games. On the road, this is where it's different. Home is home. The production crew goes home, reports to the truck. The broadcasters report to the booth, and life goes on. On the road, in current modern day 2025, as we sit here, the broadcasters are now back with the teams. The broadcasters are traveling. But in most scenarios, that's it. That's it. There might be an extra hand that travels with the team. I know that we would travel a guy, and he became our basically all-encompassing on-site AP Mr. Everything, the glue guy, the guy that made sure all the equipment got back on the truck to go to the next site. He also sat in the booth and would be like a stage manager for the broadcast team if needed. That's what happens now. So our production crews that we know here in Chicago, Marquee is one of a few networks that actually travels, producer, director, and AP, I believe. And I think they do predominantly for most of the season. They're one of the few. I think the Dodgers are another one. The Yankees are another one. So the Cubs are playing up with the big boys. But everybody else is pretty much doing it via feeds, okay? And to your point about real time, there's going to be some type of delay getting back forever and always. Now, it's super minuscule, the way, like, the fiber lines and the way that things happen. But even if you go to a city now that you've been to 100 times, there's problems. You're sitting there an hour and a half before games, and you see nothing but blue screens. And you're like, that ain't good. It's 4:30. We're supposed to have already pre-taped the open. And you're just at the mercy of the crew on site trying to get it back to you in Chicago. I don't think it's going back because it saves tens of millions of dollars. Tens of millions of dollars.
So how does this impact the person that's in their car right now, the fan of the White Sox or the Cubs or the Bears? How does this impact them? And what should they be on the lookout for?
So you basically get, before you had control of every camera, okay? So you had, if you had eight cameras in the ballpark that night, you had a person that was designated for your camera in your game. Now you basically get three. It depends on which network you are to. Some get three, some get five. The more you get, the more you pay for. The other ones, you're just picking up, sharing more than ever before. Before, you would never dream about sharing a camera with the Sacramento A's or the Bay Area feed, because you're trying to build you're building your own show, okay? Why are you going to share anything with them? Not anymore. And I think that's going to happen. It's happening more and more with Marquee. If they have a drone during a crosstown game, they share it with us now, or with IKEA of us. They used to share it with NBC Sports Chicago. Same deal. They come here. There's a drone. Marquee will get the access to that drone. Now, they control the shot they want to put up, etc. Sure. The director makes that call. But the sharing, the broadcasts are looking more and more of the same, which forces producers to think more and more outside the box. Some have been doing this a very, very long time and are at the end or near the end of their career, and they just want to get a clean game on the air. And sometimes that's a goal. Clean meaning we cut the three cameras we have, no mistakes, just show the game X's and O's and that's it, because we don't have the capabilities to do more. It forces people to think bigger. But how people are watching the game, there's not, with the way RSNs and the RSN market is, and it's volatile at best.
I want to get to that next.
It's volatile at best. There's only so much these broadcast teams can do. It is. It's just fact, because of money and resources and lack thereof.
Now, both of us worked at an RSN that no longer exists. I always like to let people know that so that they can control from my bias when I speak on this subject, and now they can control for yours. You were in a more important position than I was. I was Ron Burgundy. You were dealing with a lot of other stuff to try and figure out, one, was the RSN going to survive? Two, how long the RSN was going to survive? Because we seem to be in an environment where baseball in particular and RSNs overall are dying off. Why is this the case?
Mainly because of cord cutting. I mean, mainly because the bulk of the money that teams were getting from these long-term deals and TV contracts were based off of TV subscriptions. And in the 90s and 2000s, everyone had cable. Everyone had cable. And the money was really good. And it wasn't really good, it was very good. And so teams were raking. And as we've gotten into the 2000s and the 10s and now the 20s, and certainly post-COVID, we've learned with all of the streaming services how to watch television differently. I challenge to go down your own block and see if you have three houses that watch screens the same way. It's not like you and I grew up where everyone had the same TV and the same access to the same 2, 5, 7, 9, 32, 26, 44, et cetera. That's now you have people, your neighbor might have YouTube TV. You might have Hulu. The person next to you might have Comcast. The person next to them may have DirecTV. The person next to them may have just over the air. And that's five houses on one block. People have cut the cords because it's so expensive, and I get it. We all are trying to find out ways to cut costs. With that, the cable companies have told RSNs, we're no longer interested in your product. It costs too much, and we're not seeing the ROI. We're losing tens of thousands by the day of people subscribing to our platform, and your product costs too much for us to put on, which is raising the price for the consumer that we're trying to keep. And because of that, we don't have an interest. YouTube TV, for instance, what is it, $75 a month? If they carry, everyone screaming at YouTube and Hulu, carry CHSN, carry Marquee. I get it. But now are you willing to have your YouTube or Hulu go up to $125 a month instead of $75? Because that's what will happen. That's what will happen. You will pay $50 or more a month to get this, to get your teams. And what YouTube and Hulu is telling you is, we don't want to lose those people. We don't want to lose the Joe who doesn't care, who can find that alternative elsewhere. And it's why people jumped to the alternatives in the first place, because it was at a lower rate. And that's the battle we live in. And that's that is not the full reason, but it's a very, very large chunk of the pie.
It's really interesting to me, too, that watching things play out with CHSN, I feel, because a lot of our people are over there.
Yep.
A lot of them went over there. There are others that went and did other things, and I'm happy that those of you guys who were like the originals over at NBC, you had some choices because you had some severance. You're like, I can mess around and I can do some stuff that I want to do. In watching this play out, there's, for baseball in particular, there are some haves and have-nots. And unfortunately, it feels like the Cubs with Marquee got in right at the wire and even now they're having to deal with their own issues with Comcast and whether or not they're going to have carriage on Comcast from month to month. And it feels like everyone thought that it was going to be like an endless supply of that money coming in because of the insane deal that the Dodgers did with their RSN and that the Angels did with their RSN. Even the Yes Network is on the struggle bus to a certain degree.
For 3 years, the Yankees, not seen in New York. Like, it's not a Cubs problem, you guys. This is a phenomenon that it's not just a Cubs and White Sox and Bulls and Blackhawks. This is across the board. There are teams that are only over the air, that are teams that are only available direct to consumer, meaning kind of like CHSN, you can pay $29.99 a month and get just the three teams and all of the content that comes with it. I would say this. If you can get CHSN, don't yell at CHSN. They want to badly be on Xfinity. This is everybody in the same pool fighting with the same people. There's a lot of ego involved. There's a lot of money involved. CHSN's putting on an outstanding nightly product in game production.
I agree.
Their producers there are the best in the business. From Mark Brady to Chris Withers. I mean, you're talking about elite of the elite. I think what the White Sox production has done, adding Brooke Fletcher and adding Connor McKnight and putting a studio in the right field concourse, unfortunately, people can't see it. It's fantastic. The graphics are sharp. There's a lot to
it. It looks clean.
It looks really good. And it's really no fault of their own that this is the problem. Now, we could go down an ego trip, you know, about who thought it was right to do this at this time. That's a different argument. Why it's not available to people is everyone's fault. And the consumer should not be blamed, by the way. The consumer, I've seen corporations push back at the consumer saying, you're yelling at us, why'd you cut the cord? Because you know why? The cost doesn't meet the return here. People are paying too much on a bill they don't need because you're force-feeding certain networks to people that they have to pay for that they don't watch, which is why YouTube and Hulu and others are pushing back saying, you know what? We're going to include the RSN in that mix too, because we have enough people that subscribe to us that don't need or know how to live without it. And that's the problem. And the guaranteed pool of money where everyone was getting fat and rich off of is no longer there. It's dried up. And everyone's trying to figure out how to move forward. And no one has the right answer yet. And it's a major problem.
It's a major problem. And for Major League Baseball in particular, with the RSN model dying out, we now see them in kind of a scramble on what is our game.
Yep.
I feel like they would like, and you know, every league dreams of, they would like for it to be a national game, but it's 100%. Not. It's a regional game, and really it's a city game.
Yep.
You know, and them trying to build it out as a national game is going to be interesting. Now, I think the money that they lost, and I'm using air quotes, by ESPN saying, yeah, we're going to be out after this season, I think they'll make it back. I think they'll end up back with ESPN with a package of games. They'll figure out all the different streamers and make that $550 million back. But as a baseball viewer, how many times have you and I had the conversation of the blackout rules of Major League Baseball?
They're ridiculous.
Thank you. It's so
insanity.
Stupid.
How can you say you're a forward-thinking game by blacking out the product? That has to be changed. I don't know if it's part of the new CBA agreement after 26. That's got to change because people need to see the product. I think, to your point, MLB would love that everyone had the MLB app and you have every game at your disposal. It's a great app. It is a great experience. It's a great viewing experience. You could do four games at once. It's multi-view. But all of the money, it's going to the rake. It's all good. It's all controlled. The message is controlled, and they control all of the product. I think in an ideal world, that's what they want. If I were a team that controlled my rights, I'd push back until I was the last man standing.
And guess what? The Dodgers are going to do that.
Well, they have the ultimate unicorn. They have the ultimate unicorn where they're making $350+ million a year. People are pissed at the Dodgers. They just happened to strike gold at the right time. They're getting $350 million a year off of their TV deal. You know how much the White Sox are going to get this year? $25 million. That's a $325 million per year difference. That's insanity. The Phillies have the Phillies have like 10 more years on a deal that pays them $100 million a year. You want to know why they're signing Schwarber and Zach Wheeler and Trey Turner and Bryce Harper? There's a pot of money still coming into certain teams. Fair, not fair, or everyone in between. This is the model we're standing in. And when TV deals are up, teams are looking to everywhere and they're screaming from a mountain and no one's there to listen. And so they're going, we got Major League Baseball. we have this product that we can go DTC, direct to consumer, with, and that's about all right now until someone comes up with a new plan. And Major League Baseball, they're looking right at you. As you sit there and stare back at them and say, we just will take control of your rights. Teams are telling you, that's not fair. That's not what we want. But right now, it's the last option standing, and it sucks for the consumer. At the end of the day, that's who loses. And people are learning how to live without a sport that they grew up watching. People are learning that you can live in a life and still get what you need for 162 without getting the games at all. And you know what the scariest problem with that is? The hardest thing to do is to get a fan back. Once you lose them, once you turn them off, and once you turn your team off to them, the hardest thing to ever do is get them back, even when your team is good. And when your teams are currently at the state that they are in Chicago, it's harder than ever before. It's four times as hard.
That's why I wanted to do this segment, because Ryan McGuffey knows exactly what he's talking about. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Brian O'Keefe is going to join us. He's the guy from Esquire that sat down with Caleb Williams. We'll ask him his thoughts on the Bears quarterback next here on the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
We've been watching Caleb Williams during the break. He told us he is healthy but fatigued. the kind of year that it's been, and he got that big hit, was kind of laying down over on the bench for a moment, but able to sit right back up.
This is the time of year when college seasons are ending, so they are long years. And when you're having the year that they're having, they're that much longer.
The fact that I've gone through a year, the fact, you know, that I had ups and downs, and, you know, we stayed strong and I stayed strong. And I think that's the difference to it so far for me and the feeling for me. And then obviously, you know, what Ben has been able to do, bring some excitement for me. So, you know, those have been the two main things of, you know, I've had a year under my belt now, of ups and downs and good and bad and things like that. And then, you know, the excitement of Ben being here and his creativity and all these different things.
We were talking earlier on how it's really great that the Bears have a very cool quarterback. And he plays outside of just being the Bears quarterback, that he can move in spaces that we're not used to seeing a Bears quarterback move. And there's a great illustration of that inside of Esquire magazine. Brian O'Keefe, executive editor of Esquire, you look at the stories that Brian has done over the years and the people that he's talked to, and you go, huh, why was Caleb a choice to spotlight? Shane found Brian O'Keefe, and now he joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Brian, thanks for joining us. Let me start there. What was it about Caleb Williams that you said, you know, he is worthy of a deeper dive and a profile?
Yeah, great to be with you guys, first of all. And well, we found Caleb interesting for a number of reasons. You know, first of all, we are at Esquire, we're obviously writing about men in America, men of all different kinds. We were going to do a big sports package, the Mavericks of Sports, and we were looking for the right cover subject for that. And to me, Caleb was interesting for a few different reasons. I mean, first of all, you know, a guy who has had incredible success, Heisman Trophy winner, number one pick, came into the NFL and kind of, you know, had a up and down first year. So this sort of the jury is out on him. He's got to prove himself. But also all the off the field stuff he does, you know, the interest he has, he's kind of a different kind of character from an NFL quarterback, very confident. You know, the confidence to launch an investment firm before he's even played his first snap in the NFL, the confidence to paint his nails and show himself, show his real personality. So all that came together. And I think there is a tension, you know, especially for Bears fans to see what's really going to happen with him on the field and with the team. And I think all that together, you know, just really makes him a really compelling character.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at some of the most recent covers of athletes chosen. It's the big guys. Mm-hmm. It's Paul Skeens. It's Donovan Mitchell.
It's LeBron.
It's Dan Hurley. You know, Lindsey Vonn. These are people who are, I'm not going to say they're bigger than the game, but they're big. They're bigger outside. They have a presence outside of the game. They're more than just the game. Maybe that's what I'm searching for. And I brought up this point earlier that I think it does matter to have a cool quarterback. I think it does. It's the Bears haven't had a guy that Esquire magazine would even consider since Jim McMahon 40 years ago. And I think while at the end of the day, what he does or doesn't do on the football field is going to write the story for him in terms of his Bears career, that the story of Caleb Williams is being told outside of Chicago. And I think that plays into why you chose him and the things you just alluded to. But when you go to pick a subject to write about or spend time about or travel to Europe with, that story to being told outside of the city, I feel like matters almost more than the people who are fans of Caleb Williams in the city he plays in.
Yeah, well, that's interesting I'm sure a lot of Bears fans would say they mostly care what he does on the field. But, you know, looking at him as a character and somebody that we were interested in and somebody who's going to be the face of a franchise, I think the stuff that you're alluding to is all part of the picture. I mean, just the fact that we went to Copenhagen to photograph him, for me to interview him. You know, he was living in Copenhagen for part of the offseason because his girlfriend lives in Copenhagen, but also, you know, he's a guy who's very interested in European culture, in fashion, in food, you know, in different perspectives around the world. He's not somebody who's just, you know, he does live and breathe football and has been since he was a kid, but that's not all he lives and breathes. You know, he's also really interested in all kinds of subjects, in business. And I think, you know, if he can pull that off, if he can be successful as an investor and a business person off the field, while at the same time leading the franchise and being a top NFL quarterback, that will be an incredible story.
Brian O'Keefe, the executive editor of Esquire, joins us here on The Score to talk about the brilliant piece on Caleb Williams in Esquire. You need to check it out, find it online, go pick up the magazine itself with Caleb. He also looks great.
Yeah.
And the photographs are amazing. The clothes are outstanding. When you sat down with him, Brian, what struck you as unique about him?
Well, you know, he has a quiet confidence about him. I definitely felt that when I was sitting with him and talking. He's kind of low-key unless, you know, something stirs his competitive juices a little bit. And then you can see the competitor. Anytime, you know, he talked about a game situation or we did a video sit-down where there was like a quiz involved and you could see him like getting competitive. But I just think like the breadth of his interest to be such a young guy. And this is another reason that we were really interested in Caleb is he was really in that first generation of athletes, college football players in particular, who benefited from the NIL change in college football. And he was able to earn millions of dollars in endorsements as a college player. He was essentially a professional player for his last, you know, couple of years in college. And I think that, you know, these guys who are coming out now, they've had a different experience in terms of dealing with business people, getting paid large amounts of money. So they can come into the league with a more sophisticated sort of appreciation for what's available to them off the field, as opposed to just trying to grind and, you know, impress the coaches.
Considering your background, being the editor-in-chief of Fortune, what's it like for you now to talk with athletes, whether and it doesn't have to just be Caleb, although you're right about where college athletics is going and how it changes things. But what's it like for you now to talk with athletes and understand that it's about the brand that they are as well as the player that they are?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's tough to imagine being that age and being able to have the discipline to do everything, you know, playing quarterback in the NFL. And this is another reason I was really interested in doing this story myself and writing about Caleb. Basically, half the teams in the NFL are always looking for a quarterback. There's only about a third of the teams in the NFL, maybe slightly more, who feel really good about their quarterback situation at any given time. You know, so there's really only about like maybe 12 to 14 guys on planet Earth at any one given time who the league would look and say, yeah, that guy is definitely a winning quarterback in the NFL. So, you know, it's really tough to be that guy. You can be an incredible athlete, have an incredible arm, you look like an All-American, and you still can't make it in the NFL. It's just such an elite set of talents. So somebody trying to do that and have the confidence to deal with serious business people and have the discipline to try to, like, maintain, you know, their business matters over here and their football matters over here and do it all at a high level. I mean, it's just an unbelievable, you know, real task for anybody.
I spent the bulk of my television career storytelling and doing documentaries and trying to basically, you know, travel and tell humanize people in a way that most of the time they are put on a pedestal for because they're larger than life, whether it's the money that puts them there, what they're doing for a living, et cetera. Very few times do we actually get a peek behind the curtain. The preparation that goes into an interview like this, I know, is long and arduous, and you're trying to pick up every rock to make sure no stone goes unturned, but you always find out a new nugget, no matter what. And I'm sure you've had this happen 1,000 times in your career. What is something about Caleb Williams that you learned that really struck you in a way that you're like, man, this guy, if this all checks out, like, Chicago and the Bears are going to have something?
Well, I mean, you know, to go back to what we said before, the fact that he was spending time in Copenhagen lurking around in coffee shops and studying football on his iPad. that was surprising to start with. You know, talking to some of his coaches and teammates from the past, like talking to the strength coach at USC, who was the strength coach at Oklahoma when he got there, and then, you know, they all moved to USC together. You know, that was really interesting too, because before Caleb became the starter, he, you know, he developed this routine with Benny Wiley, the strength coach, of like doing a full workout on game days in the morning. And that was his way of staying intense and staying ready. And we're talking about a guy, you know, who was a true freshman coming in, and he didn't waste much time before he got his way onto the field. But I think also, you know, that goes back to him when he was like 10 years old, telling his dad he wants to be the best quarterback in the world, and his dad saying, okay, I'm taking you at your word, and we're going to develop the plan to do that. And, you know, basically Caleb was doing two-a-days when he was 11, 12, 13 years old, getting up at 5:30 in the morning, going and doing a workout, going to school, and then going back and doing another workout. And his dad held him to that. You know, there's a famous example of that kind of thing from the past. Todd Marinovich, for the old school folks who remember him.
Yeah, the buttermilk on the calves and all that stuff. It was crazy.
There was a famous Esquire article about him and how he didn't work out. I mean, he was great for a while, but like, you know, he wasn't able to maintain any balance in his life. And Caleb had a version of that experience, and is still, he's this, you know, seemingly super well adjusted, confident guy who's talking to me about playing 19 more years in the NFL and not setting any caps on his goals for what he wants to achieve, and still at the same time being a business guy. Like, that is really, that's an interesting guy. You know, that doesn't mean he's going to succeed in the NFL at the highest level, but somebody who can be that measured and well-rounded in what they're doing is, you know, that's unusual.
He opened up to you, and he's been pretty transparent with us here in Chicago. I don't have any complaints, but him opening up to how much it hurt. Like, we knew it hurt when they lost that Washington game, but him opening up to you about how much it hurt and how it impacted him, what did you take away from him telling you about how he tried to rebuild himself after that?
Yeah, that was a really interesting moment in our conversation. I mean, you know, he's a guy who's gotten some attention for letting his emotions show and gotten some criticism probably in some corners. There's some people, you know, he had a game in college where he cried and after they lost, and some people were criticizing him for that. But he's confident in who he is. And, you know, I think that goes back to just his burning desire to win. I think that, you know, if he wasn't able to deliver a win for his team and for himself and for the fans, that's going to cut to his core. But he also, you know, any rookie coming into the NFL, being a starting quarterback right away, that's an incredible challenge. And I do think, like, all the losing, you know, as he said, like, he's never lost that much. And that wore down on him. And he did say, you know, I cried some tears. I went home and I was just beaten down physically, mentally, you know, losing a bunch of games. One detail that he told me that didn't end up in the story was he drew some inspiration in that moment from Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant is one of his heroes. And he was thinking about the moment in Kobe's career when Kobe, you know, was asked if he had hit a wall. And he said, no, but it doesn't matter if I did. So what if I did? You know, and that was kind of like the mindset that Caleb wanted to have. It doesn't matter if I'm worn down. And he definitely felt like he rallied and the team rallied a little bit at the end of the season. And of course, they ended, you know, with the win over Green Bay, which was a way to go out on a high note.
A Kobe comp for Caleb Williams is it's special. And I might be asking an unfair question here, and I know that. But after what you just experienced and wrote about and gave us a real true profile look behind the curtain of Caleb Williams after year one with the Bears. If I said it's 2035 and we are looking at Caleb Williams and we're doing it based off of your just one trip with him and your get to know you feature, what do you think his Bears career looks like?
That is a tough question. It's really hard to go out on a limb because, you know, I mean, I cited some statistics in the story about the number of quarterbacks, the percentage of quarterbacks that actually make it, even first round draft pick quarterbacks who actually become playoff winning quarterbacks. I will say, you know, I mean, he obviously has the athletic ability. He's shown it at every level until now. You talk to him. I talked to DJ Moore. He had a lot of confidence in him. You know, Lincoln Riley has obviously a lot of confidence in him, having coached him at USC. And I see a lot of determination there. He's got the ability. It's just very hard to, you know, predict anything with any kind of degree of accuracy. I think, you know, he's going to be really committed to it. Despite these other things he's got going on off the field, like, he definitely comes across as a competitor. I just, you know, if you look even a year before, Bryce Young was drafted number one and the Panthers put him behind a terrible offensive line and he looked like a terrible quarterback. And CJ Stroud looked like the guy, you know, he led his team to the playoffs as a rookie. And then Caleb's year, you know, the Bears were obviously better than the Panthers, but they didn't have a great offensive line. It's tough to look good behind a good off or behind a bad offensive line. And Jaden Daniels looked like the guy. So these things can change really quickly. I think that Caleb has every opportunity and the ability, though, to, when you're looking back at it 10 years from now, to be a guy who led the Bears to the playoffs a few times. And, you know, who knows?
Brian, it's a brilliant piece. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for jumping on with us. And honestly, if you ever do another sports profile and you just want people to know about it, don't hesitate to hit us up because your work is fantastic.
Thanks so much. It's great to talk with you guys.
That is Brian O'Keefe of Esquire.
Really good stuff.
Go read the Caleb Williams feature that he did. It is quite good, and you'll find out a lot more about your quarterback. Got a little bit of breaking news that mm-hmm. will interest Cubs fans. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This from Taylor McGregor. The Cubs made some roster moves today. Matt Shaw optioned to AAA Iowa. Vidal Brujan had been reinstated from the 10-day IL. Eli Morgan placed on the 15-day IL with right elbow impingement. Luke Little recalled from AAA. Daniel Palencia recalled from AAA. Nate Pearson optioned.
A lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff there. And I think Matt Shaw needs to go work on that leg kick.
Yep.
Because not getting around on stuff and very susceptible to pitches inside and high.
Hey, you talk about patience and impatience. Some of the that we've heard about the bullpen. This is the Cubs they're not wasting time. Not wasting time.
We'll be back and land the plane next here on the...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Pat Tomasulo.
Well, look, I've had a good run.
You're the oldest. We could eliminate you. Tribute to Cyrus would go on. They'd find somebody else.
Hey! Hey, wait a minute.
Afternoons on the Score.
That's a wrap.
So before we get out of here, there is one thing we need to clear up. Yep. Ryan McGuffey is not Barry Rosner.
What?
Wow, I did not realize it was that similar.
It's similar, but not the same.
There's a lot of text.
You're right. From a lot of different numbers, people have talked about it inside the Twitch stream as well. Oh. There's not enough old man angst in your voice yet.
I've lived, but not that way yet. I ain't there yet. I'm not mad about dinner being after 5. I love Barry, but I can eat at different times.
That's right.
You know, I'm okay.
He barely eats. That's the problem.
Well, everything shrinks when you get older. That's what they say.
That's what I was told. Ryan McGuffey, thanks so much for coming out and hanging out today, man. This
was a blast,
great.
Dude. It flew by.
Flew by for me as well. It was solid stuff. There's a lot of Cubs news on the Cubs broadcast tonight. We will get that for you. And we will be on before tomorrow's game, which I believe is a 3:10 first pitch. But thank you to everyone involved in today's show, Cracker Jack's show. We even had people that we couldn't get on the show that just came and hung out here.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is also good.
That's pretty awesome.
We're Spigs.
Well, he'll be back tomorrow, I think. And Shane will also have a different hat on. Tanny, great job with all of the audio today. It was just so perfect.
Did these windows open, Tanny, or what?
Shane also did a Cracker Jack job of producing today's show. A lot of spinning plates. But that's why he has the hat.
You let him call you that?
Great bookings, I can tell you that.
In 2025, I can't say anything.
You better know.
I'm going to have Matt Nagy come out and say the rest of it, though. The thing that goes with Cracker Jack. Never mind. We will be back tomorrow. Thank you for the love and support you show this show. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Thanks again to Ryan McGuffey.
Thank you.
Spiegs and I will be back tomorrow here on The Score. Bye, y'all.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
It's not just another day. It's today. And maybe that's just another way of saying attack this day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. But it was a great day.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.